From the KBIN newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lawrence. For years, understaffing has been a pervasive issue for the Missouri Department of Corrections. Low pay and hours of mandatory overtime drive officers away from the job. The department has tried to tackle the issue, but vacancies have quadrupled since 2014. KBIA's Meg Cunningham tells us how, in the intervening years, staffing issues haven't gotten better, they've gotten worse.
Judy Post found herself alone during a random cell check at Jefferson City Correctional Center. After two inmates got frustrated that she removed a CD player from their cell, they attacked her.
And I knew, my brain said, oh, this is not going to be good. And that's the last I heard.
The closest officer was in the control unit, four secure doors away. Eventually, he made it to help Post, who was 69 at the time. Video surveillance footage shows her being punched 33 times by an inmate. Post suffered a broken nose, fractured pelvis, and a brain injury. She was life-flighted to Columbia for treatment.
I still have a little bit, even this late, a little bit of PTSD. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night, but I have to take medication to help with that. It's just one of those things.
Since 2014, the number of correctional officer vacancies has more than quadrupled. Now, the state has nearly 800 open corrections officer jobs, according to data from the Missouri Corrections Officers Association. So what motivates the remaining officers? It's not pay. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says average annual pay for corrections officers and jailers in Missouri is $31,000, while the national average is $49,000. That means Missouri officers are paid the second lowest in the nation, next to Mississippi. Low salaries make it difficult for the agency to recruit and keep employees, according to Ann Presyth, the director of the Department of Corrections. Missouri correctional officers can cross the border to Iowa to earn an average of $19,000 more in yearly wage. That's 61% more.
Well, the state has never recognized the value of corrections officers. They have always been underpaid.
That's Gary Gross, director of the Missouri Corrections Officers Association, a group that lobbies for corrections officers. He says since Missouri can't recruit and keep corrections officers, officers the state does have are forced to work mandatory overtime. The Missouri Department of Corrections lowered its hiring requirements to try and meet demand. The minimum age dropped from 21 to 19 in 2014, and in 2017, the previously required physical and agility tests were eliminated.
The problem is hiring, you know, qualified good staff for the money they pay, and there are better jobs available.
Former officers say a lack of experience can lead to dangerous situations and leave staff underprepared if something goes awry. Janet Garcia Hallett is a criminologist at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, who studies criminal justice.
Due to the nature of the job, just in general, officers may experience stress on a day-to-day basis, but combined with understaffing, this makes their job even more difficult to handle.
The effects of understaffing don't stop with just officers either, Garcia Hallett says.
Those who are incarcerated, they notice this when their needs aren't being met.
To try and correct the issue, Presyth and the state have approved a plan which will consolidate two facilities in Cameron. She says that will save the department around $20 million. The legislature also approved a $35 million pay plan, which will give raises to every department employee. Gross, on the other hand, is less optimistic about the DOC's current plans.
Is it going to retain staff for any length of time? No, simply not enough money. They're so grossly underpaid that that really doesn't make up the difference.
With reporters Rosemary Belson, Kaylin Burris, and Nikki Ogle, Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.